$10,971, Donald P. Neal, south of Road 277, Angola Road, east of Boat Dock Club West, being Lot 6 and half of Lot 5 within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the rear and side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Donald Neal, 104 Maple Avenue, Newark, Delaware.
You can raise your right hand. You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. As stated, I'm Don Neal. This is my wife, Bonnie. We bought the property in Angola by the Bay on Herring Creek in 1977. And ever since that time, we've wanted to build a garage, but there were two obstacles in the way, the septic tank being one and the requested variance being the other one. The sewers are in, so the septic tank is out of the way. I've always wanted to build a garage to accommodate my boat. We back up to a common area. If you're familiar with Angola, all the properties back up to common ground, so there will be no development back there. I've gotten the Board of Directors' approval from Angola Civic Association for the variance requested. I've got my next-door neighbor's approval, and I've got the neighbor behind me written approval. I think I've stated my case.
Okay. So, okay. Are there questions from members of the board, Mr. Records?
Yes. Your access to the garage is Boat Dock Court West.
Boat Dock Court West. Yes.
And from what I can see here, you're about 11 foot access to it. In other words, your driveway.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's a pie shaped lot, so it gets wider in the back.
Right.
I'm asking for a 3 foot to, well, it's actually a 2 foot variance on the front corner. The back corner will be 5 foot, but behind where it meets the common ground, it'll be a little over 2 foot.
Yeah, I just wanted to know how wide access you had to get in there.
It's the access is adequate, but not a lot of excess.
I know.
Yeah.
I see that. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman? And Mr. Hudson?
Just for the record, most of the properties around you have garages.
Many of the properties, the one across the street, actually three across the street, one two doors up, the one directly behind me, and the one direct next door to him. So the garage is not unusual for the neighborhood, and it is a boating community. So most people in there do have boats.
So with that in mind, you wouldn't say that this would alter the central character of that neighborhood? Then?
It would not alter the character of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. And I have no questions. Okay. Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? I have one. Do you have any correspondence or anything?
No correspondence. Okay.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will then entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,971. Property is unique in the shape of the lot. It's obvious from testimony and the survey that cannot be developed with the structure without a variance. Was it necessarily created by the applicant because of the shape of the lot? And he stated that it wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
Do I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,971. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Hudson? Aye. Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons, same reason that has been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,971 is approved at this time, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck.